With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Let's bring in Paul Emming, our Green and Gold analyst, shall we?
Need the latest news and analysis on your Green and Gold? Well, we better call Paul.
Paul Emming, our Green and Gold analyst, joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Paul, how are you doing today, man? What's going on?
Hey, Bill. Good. How are you?
I'm good. So it's leaking out all over the place. It looks like the Packers schedule is probably going to be out before, you know, the NFL officially releases it. But
yeah,
not that it really matters that much. I'm still excited. It's okay. It doesn't matter to me. Whatever. So that being said, hey, look, people get all geeked about it. I just want to know where I'm at.
Bill, I agree.
That's it.
I want to see it, yes, but schedule leak 2019 is, whatever. It's not going to change my life plans too much. I guess we'll just see when your buddy Antonio Brown makes his way to Green Bay, because when Oakland's here, then I'm sure you can get that exclusive interview and ask him all the good questions.
Oh, yeah. I just started out by going, hey, B, what's happening? Dude, you're nuts. And just kind of let it go from there, and we'll see what happens.
See how the chemistry develops once you find that out.
Yeah, not so problem. He'll probably either fly in a helicopter, or he'll pull up in a Lamborghini or a Segway that was made by Porsche or something. So we'll figure
team
it
bus.
Out.
I'm not taking a team bus.
Right? No. You can't do that. You know, and Gruden's probably going to be pulling it. You know, on a chain somewhere. Hey, So we were sitting here talking earlier. Tom Silverstein had written an interesting piece.
Yeah.
Yes. About whether or not the Packers were too early jumping the gun when it came to paying Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah.
I don't think at the time any of us thought it was too early. I think now that everything's settled, you know what money you have to spend, you know what you're paying $100 million up front, basically, before next season, so you're going to be in a much better cap situation going into next offseason. Did they jump the gun?
Well, I mean, I would slightly disagree with your statement that no one really worried about at the time. I mean, one of my general thoughts before they did it, and I didn't have a problem with the Packers extending Rodgers, but I thought that they created a false sense of urgency. You know how Russell Wilson, you know, who got his contract extension, he created the urgency for Seattle. You know, he set an artificial deadline of yesterday, you know, or Monday, and said this is when I have to get a new deal because I don't want to talk about it during any of the off-season workouts and whatever else. Like, he set a false deadline and he won. That's, I mean, more power to the player. It worked. Power play worked, and you know, now he's even more highly paid than Aaron Rodgers. I think what the Packers did when they signed Rodgers to that extension was they kind of bent to an artificial deadline. I think what we all acknowledged at the time was that the Packers had two years left on the contract of Aaron Rodgers, and then had 2 years of which they could franchise tag him. As Tom Silverstein wrote, you know, that would have been, 4 years, $103 million. So had you gone to finish out the current contract and then do 2 years of franchise tagging, it would have been 4 years and $103 million. As Tom pointed out, is like Rodgers, the Packers have already paid Rodgers in the last 12 months that amount of money. Like,
right.
in 1 year, they have given Aaron Rodgers more than $100 million. As you know, because a lot of upfront payments and signing bonuses and front loading and all these other things. So, like, there's different aspects of that Tyler Dunn article about Rodgers, McCarthy, and the whole thing that you can piece apart. But one of the parts was, some of the sources that talked to Tyler, well, you give a guy $100 million in the span of a year, and, how does that – you have to be a pretty strong-willed person to have that not kind of affect you, and kind of give you a little bit of, a power boost. Because, hey, that's – you got a contract extension when there wasn't really a deadline to do so. All of that to be said, it's a very nuanced conversation in reference to this and how Tom wrote it, because this, you can both think, I want Aaron Rodgers to be the Packers' starting quarterback, and also think they probably jumped the gun on a contract extension. Not because you necessarily think they should trade him, and, Tom in his article did allude to You know, maybe the Packers right now, had they not done this, could have looked to trade Rodgers this offseason. They could have got 2 to 3 first-round picks. And, you know, all of that being said, but the other thing he pointed out, Bill, and maybe the most important part of it, and you and I have talked about this repeatedly, is, as odd as it sounds, for the most part, one of the most likely ways to win a Super Bowl is to have a quarterback on their rookie contract. Because once they get to that third contract, which Rodgers is on, which Russell Wilson is now on, it's really hard to pay a quarterback third contract money and still build a decent team around him. So I do think, you know, I do think that they jumped the gun. I don't know what, you know, phrase to use, but like they caved to maybe a false sense of urgency. Doesn't mean it shouldn't have gotten done. Doesn't mean it's a bad extension. Doesn't mean any of those things, but you could have waited, not paid out all the money that you did over the span of this past year, had a little bit more leverage, you know, and the only thing that you would have really risked was, you know, possibly pissing Rodgers off. And mm-hmm. I'm sure the main reason for Russ Ball and that team to get that contract done when they did.
Talking with Paul Emig, our Green and Gold analyst. Now, the other side of the coin in this is, if you go with a rookie, you know, if you decide to go in that direction, that's great, and you have a ton of money to build a defense, but it's no guarantee that your rookie's even going to be serviceable enough to get you there.
Right.
The other side of this now becomes, as Aaron Rodgers gets past 35 years old, do you start looking for another quarterback, and do you start considering one in the draft? My argument this is no. Look, you just paid Rodgers. Why in the world are you going to go in the direction of another quarterback at this point when you still have – if you get one, say, next year or the year after, that makes sense, because then if you really want to cut Rodgers loose and he's not performing, you have the ability to in about 3 years. But you're not going to draft a guy now and then run into the same situation when you have to figure out, do you cut Rodgers loose to keep the future, or do you run into this thing where somebody's feeling like they're being run out of town? It can get ugly. I'm not drafting a quarterback right now. I'm going for it with the quarterback that I paid and the new head coach that I brought in, and I'm going to make sure that I get an offensive line in front of him and great defenders around him. I'm not going for a quarterback.
Well, I have two counterpoints to that, actually, because I think I disagree, but I might not. We might be close to the same page in what it sounds like. Who do you think, Bill, you know, let's say there's a game tomorrow, and I get it, it's 5 months away, but like, or 4.5 months away, but if DeShone Kizer is the Packers' backup quarterback, have they already doomed themselves? Like, are you comfortable? You know, is Rodgers going to play a healthy 16 games this season? Probably not. Like, just probably not. So are you, like, forfeiting if DeShone Kizer is your backup? Or do you think he can develop? Or because I think the quarterback conversation goes two ways. It's not necessarily replacing Rodgers as much as it is, you know, do you have someone who can maybe actually win you a game if Rodgers is out? In the past 2 years, the answer to that has been no. Hundley, Kizer, no. So let's start there. I mean, do you think they need, if it's not in the draft, do you address backup quarterback in another area? Trade, free agency, cutdowns after September's cutdowns? Or are you good with Kizer? Because I think you're forfeiting if Kaiser's your backup answer.
That's where Mike McCarthy was correct in saying our defense has to be better than our offense. Remember? I mean, if you're going to win, you got to win it with defense. Now, does a better scheme and scheming guys open and the support of a run game, better offensive line, does that all make sense? If DeShone Kizer, who does have starting experience and did look okay in Cleveland, even though it was Cleveland at the time and not the way the Browns are being built now, but,
right.
You know, do you say, okay, we've got confidence in you? I mean, was it Mike McCarthy? I mean, look. The whole thing about the Mike McCarthy quarterback school and everything, he may have worked with quarterbacks, but tell me, other than Aaron Rodgers, who proved to be really good?
Yeah, I think the only other answer is Matt Flynn, and that's really his only other success story.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So I'm just kind of like, what am I looking for? Is DeShone Kizer under a new quarterbacks coach, under Luke Getsy, with Nathaniel Hackett as an offensive coordinator and a guy, Matt LaFleur, who wants to scheme guys open and help you? Does he become a better quarterback automatically because of that? So if he does, then I'm not worried about it. Just play a better defense, get a guy that's serviceable for a game or two, maybe get a win, maybe split, who knows, and then Aaron Rodgers hopefully can come back, because we all know if Aaron Rodgers goes down for the remainder of the season, you're not winning a Super Bowl anyway. Doesn't matter who you have back there, because they don't have the defense normally to sustain.
Yeah, I feel like there should be, for the front office, I think there should be a lesson learned of the past 2 years that you just, you know, you give the ball to Hundley in 2017, and, you know, it's totally new. I mean, Brian Gutekunst wasn't the GM in 2017. You know, Matt LaFleur wasn't the head coach in 2017. It's a totally different era. of Packers football, even though we're only separated by like 18 months. It's still a totally new era, and I get that. But for me, I would look at what happened and say lesson learned. And I don't know. I'm not there to decide and evaluate whether DeShone Kizer is who he is or whether he has substantial development and potential still to unlock. And I don't really care if it's, you know, Drew Lock from Missouri in the first round with the number 30 pick, or, you know, if it's some quarterback from a veteran, you know, I mean, of course, Fitzpatrick is someone who had been mentioned previously. Of course, now he's in Miami. And I was thinking, but like, is there that type of guy that you can kind of plug in and maybe not just throw away your season just because Rodgers gets hurt? My other counterpoint, Bill, to your initial statement about, you know, not drafting a quarterback because it's too early. So I looked this up since we last talked. Tom Brady was 36 years old when they drafted Jimmy Garoppolo in the second round. Rodgers is 35 and will turn 36 this season. So, like, I know we talk about a lot of parallels between Brett Favre was 35 when the Packers drafted Rodgers, but, you know, Brett Favre was already pulling the, will I come back? Will I not come back? Someone give me some love so I feel wanted, and then maybe I'll come back. And, you know, the song and dance is already starting. Whereas Rodgers, on the other hand, is, you know, inked to a long-term extension that, as Tom Silverstein pointed out in his article, you know, you can't cut or trade, not that you would, but cut or trade Rodgers for years because of the cap implications, and you would just be drowning yourself in dead money if you were to do that. So you're married to Rodgers for at least three more years, at least three more. And I'm not saying it's a bad thing. It's a good thing. He's one of the best quarterbacks ever, and I'm one of the people who believes he'll turn it around. But I don't think the Patriots thought Tom Brady was garbage at 36 years old just because they drafted Garoppolo. I don't think they thought at 38 years old when they drafted Jacoby Brissett in the third round that they thought Tom Brady was all of a sudden washed up and gone. So I think there's something to be said for, listen, quarterback is the most important position in football by far. If your number two quarterback is bad, you're bad. You know, your team has no safety net. You have no cushion. So I'm not going to sit here and like advocate like, you know, Daniel Jones from Duke or Drew Lock from Missouri. I'm not saying that is the answer. I just think there should be some lessons learned from the recent Packers seasons, how bad they were when Rodgers wasn't there, you know, for them to, and not just there, but there and playing well, like he obviously had previously done prior to, you know, what the collarbone in 2017. So I think that's my other counterpoint, Bill. What do you think about sort of paralleling this to the Patriots and all of that?
Yeah, no, I get it. They lost Garoppolo. I mean, if that was going to be their future, they lost Garoppolo.
But they got a good trade package back.
They got a good trade package back. Really? Yeah, no, I completely get that. But Garoppolo was also showcased at one point.
Well,
now,
sure.
If Aaron Rodgers, and I went through this before, Aaron Rodgers has played 16 games in every season except for the 2 years that he broke a collarbone. Other than that, I mean, every quarterback gets banged up and hurt, so I don't know if you're going to see a lot out of whatever backup you bring. Look, if a quality backup falls to you and you have to take them, great. But as far as the first two picks that you have in the first round, there's no way in hell I'm taking. You need starters right here, right now, if you really believe you're ready to fly and start to win a championship either this year or next year. So I'm not taking a quarterback. That's why maybe next year I go in that direction, but I don't think I'm going to do it right now.
I mean, and we'll pick this up another time, Bill. I would just say, like, the Packers reportedly didn't bring Drew Lock in just as like a trade bait thing. They apparently really like it, and I find that very intriguing that they're not bringing him in as like a, you know, this way we look like we're interested so we can trade back or something. Apparently they really like him, so that is a lot to unpack as well.
Paul, good stuff. We'll chat again later in the week, okay?
Sounds good.
All right, pal. There you go. Paul Emme, our green and gold analyst, joining us for a couple of minutes on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. You work hard, they treat you fair. 80-plus years they've been getting it done. Call them 844-PRIDE. Go to schneiderjobs.com.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.